What's up, you guys? I hope you all are well, and I hope you're listening to this and having a good time. So I want to talk about a couple of things today, and I think the couple of things on the menu for today will be, one, the circuit parties. And have you ever been to a circuit party, or could I ever date a circuit gay? Because I just saw this post on Instagram, and I feel like it's a moment where it's like, you know, people are very, very weird about the circuit parties and the circuit gays and all this other stuff. So I think that's something we're going to talk about first. Then we're going to go into that. We're going to talk about the nightlife in New York City, because it is dead, honey. Another thing I want to talk about is also female rap beefs. I'm going to talk about Nicki Minaj and Megan Thee Stallion. And then to close it all up, I'm going to talk about, I think that's what I'm going to do. It's just those three things for today. So I hope you enjoy this episode. Just giving you a little preview of what's going to happen. Stay tuned. Alrighty then, you guys, let's talk about the circuit gays. Now, the circuit gays, I want to talk about this. What is a circuit party for some of the young gay boys, the young people, the LGBT community who don't know what it is? If you haven't Googled it yet, it's whatever. The circuit gays are normally a thing of just like, to my opinion, I really don't have any beef with them. I just know that I don't really attend those things unless it's like a circuit party dedicated to bears. I'm a big burly man, so, and I have a belly. So for me personally, like, I'm never going to go to one of those parties, a circuit party that may be just solely for the muscle girls with smooth bodies and the twinks. Like, you know, it's not catered to me. And majority of the time, circuit parties are mainly catered for people who are in shape, who, you know, are, you know, they don't necessarily have to be in the porn or OnlyFans industry. They just have to look good and feel good, because the thing is about it is just like, if you have the muscles or you've kept your body in shape. And sometimes I've seen in pictures and stuff like that, one of my friends tells me, like, sometimes that's not even the case. Even the people who are not necessarily by society standards in the greatest shape go to those functions as well, and they live their life like it's golden. You know, because the thing is like, I think the circuit parties are for everyone. It's just the fact of, like, the way it's promoted to the gay media is like, you know, it's really about just kind of like, you know, if you look good, sell good, you know, you look good, you feel good, whatever the case may be. Like, they use the muscle gaze as a selling point, you know what I mean? So that's just kind of like why people are sometimes turned off, you know, by it, especially when you're just an ordinary slow Joe, or, you know, you're a thicker boy, and, you know, it becomes a thing. It becomes a thing where, you know, you don't want to go to a place where you're going to feel uncomfortable and insecure about yourself, because you don't feel, you know, like you fit into the agenda of what the gay stereotypical beauty standard is, you know, which is, you know, more than half the time is either you're going to be a skinny twink with a somewhat muscle tone, or you're going to be a muscly guy, either hairy or smooth, depending on the vibe. And, you know, that's going to be it. You know, it's going to be one of those things that I mentioned, you know. So it's all about that kind of vibe. And I feel like, you know, a lot of people get turned off by that. And I do feel like it is what it is. You know, I don't really think that they'll turn anybody away in the function, but, you know, I will let people know, like, you're probably not going to get the most attention, but you'll also be surprised. For my thicker people out there like myself, you will be very surprised that some of these muscle queens, they go there just to have fun. But in reality, they want a thick boy, you know? They want the belly. They want the hairiness. They want the vibe. they like that. Some of them like that. Not all of them. I won't say all of them, but I will say that some of them, you know, and the people that are, and I want to say this to the people who don't like going to circuit parties that were just now basing it off of like body types. A lot of the time when the muscle queens, and I've noticed, is when people are either too skinny or, you know, they're the gay beauty standard. A lot of the time, I'm gonna be honest, like some of the people that are there, they're one of the things is that they've always been like that. So, you know, they just don't connect, and they, you know, they maybe not feel a physical attraction because they want someone that looks like them because they go to the gym every day and they work hard on their body, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, it doesn't give them the right to be an asshole sometimes. So we have that person, that kind of person there that kind of exists in the circuit parties. Then we have the people who were thick like us and lost all the weight. And those are the bitches that give you the most judgment. You know what I mean? Because they work so hard to not be, you know, a bigger person, you know, body-wise, that now seeing you at the function, you know, you wearing the jock strap, but your gut out and all this other stuff, all free willy-nilly, without a care in the world, triggers their insecurities of why they went so hard in the gym, of why they worked out so hard. So sometimes, a lot of the time, when we get a lot of shade being thicker people, you know, it is a vibe of, it sometimes it comes and stems from insecurities that these people, some of these gays are just like looking at you and being like, this is what I used to be. I'm glad I came from that. But they still project out their own insecurities when they see you, because they give you the bombastic side eye. They give you the shade. They may talk to you, but you feel like it's ingenuine and they don't really connect with you or whatever, because, you know, they feel like, oh, I don't really feel that, or I'm above it, or whatever the case may see. Whatever the case may be, and they may feel like trying to make themselves be, you know, above it all and stuff like that. But it's really not the case, you know? Like, they're not above it all. It's just a reminder of just, like, you know, be nice to people and don't be an asshole and humble yourself. That's just really what it is. Not everyone's created equal, and I kind of feel like not everyone's the same. I'm sorry, I'm getting like little hiccups and little burps, so I'm just trying to like maintain my conversation, girl. But I think that's when it stems from. And then when we get into removing the body types and stuff like that, when we add color, when we add the black man, the Asian man, the Latino man, the Afro-Latino, you know, because, you know, the thing is like, when it comes to Latinos, you know, they come in all shades and sizes, so there's a lot of them that can pass for white, you know, like, they can pass for the white gays and stuff like that. They may look very, you know, white, so they don't really have the same problems that some of the Afro-Latinos do, or the black people do, or, you know, just other people from other walks of life. So the thing is, when you add color to it, it does bring the circuit parties into a whole nother playing field. Because a lot of the time, a lot of the gays, especially white gays, they sometimes are kind of a little racist. You know, a lot of the time, I think I spoke about this on my podcast before, and it's not that it's a little racist, that they just avoid them. Like, you know, to be honest, to really be real about, really real about it, is like, if the Latino man and the black man, the Afro-Latino man and the black man don't have any big dick for them, they're gonna ignore you. Like, you could be thick, and as long as you have a big dick, they're gonna let you fuck. And that's really the part, because you're fulfilling some type of fantasy for them. And that's not all white men, but there is some white men that are like that, because they'll be like, yeah, I'm down for whatever the case may be, but, you know, I'm gonna be honest, you always could tell by their friend group who they have around them. Like, it's not about, you know, the friends that they see in passing. It's about the immediate friend group, the close people, or whatever the case may be, you know? And I just feel like you can always tell if, you know, they really for the people and for the culture, they surround themselves with different things in their personal core group, or they're just for the shits and giggles and the talks of, so they don't look problematic. But in reality, all their friends are the same and same exact clone as them. So that's the part where you really have to, like, I feel like some people whine, some gays kind of like give the vibe of like, I don't want to go to those places, especially people of color, especially gay men of color, because that kind of looks weird, you know? It's like, you only want me for one certain thing, whether my dick is big or you just want to fuck my hole. Or, you know, sometimes when we're at some of these parties, you know, they have a dark room, they fuck or whatever, and they just fucking whatever, so they may just fuck you. So, or if not, they haven't found anyone for the night, but they just want to bust their nut, and you're like the last resort, and you kind of feel desperate because this hot guy is coming at you, so you may just let him cream pie your hole. So it is one of those things, like, you know, you just may let that shit happen just because it is what it is. But, you know, I understand why people don't go to those functions, especially people of color, especially when you add on the thickness, being of color and being thicker, you know, and just not being the typical body, you know, just not being the typical beauty standard of the gay community, which is, you know, blonde hair, blue eyes, and a nice body. So that will get you far in life when it comes down to being a gay man. You know, with that being said, I do feel and understand, like, you know, there's a lot of work to be done within the community. Like, not everyone's very open, and not everyone says what they mean. People are like, oh, I'm open to certain things and different cultures and stuff like that. But in reality, let's be fucking real. No, you fucking not. You're not open to that shit. Because if you was, you wouldn't have to say it. You would just go after whatever the fuck you want to go after. The fact that you have to announce it and tell the world, you know, it is what it is. You know, you're making a nice scene, a nice picture for people, you know? It's a thing, you know? It's just like a thing for, like, people. It's just like, you know, I can't even go into more detail because I've talked about this enough on my podcast. But, you know, it's just like a lot, you know? But I just want to talk about that. I want to talk about the circuit of gays and how I just feel like, you know, you can't go to these functions as people, you know, of people of color and people that are, you know, that may be a white gay man and they're not the typical body image. You guys all can go there. Will you be the most welcomed? Maybe, maybe not. But it all depends on the vibe. Because sometimes it's not even about people judging you by your body. It's just the vibe that you give. And sometimes the vibe doesn't connect. The vibe doesn't connect. You know? And it's just like one of those things, like, it's wild, you know? It's just really, really wild. But I get it, you know, why people do the way they do. So, but I just wanted to put that out there, like, you know, you can go to these places. But the thing is also, you got to create these kind of, like, the bear circuit parties or the POC circuit parties. Like, that's, there needs to be more of that if that could be a case. You know what I mean? So it's just, like, one of those things, like, you got to make it a thing in order for it to be, you know, make your own space if you're not feeling like you're going to be welcomed in one space. Because you can't complain about it forever. You got to create your own shit. You know? And that's just really what it is. With that being said, I'm sorry I keep on pausing because I'm getting side messages and text messages from people. So I'm trying to, like, read and see what's going on and also answer. But, you know, and still be on here. But, yeah, besides that, the next topic is the gay clubs in New York City nightlife. That shit is dead. Very dead. What is up, you guys? Again, you know, just kind of getting into it. For this section and this portion, the club scene in New York City is dead. Now, this one's going to be brief. And it's not going to be relatively long. But my thing is, like, the club scene in New York has been dead for a while. I think after 2015, 2016, the club scene in New York died. Like, I kind of feel like maybe it's because I feel like it's dead because I haven't been outside like that. But I feel like the younger generation are kind of like old maidens. But I think COVID kind of fucked up a lot of people's shit because when they were supposed to be sneaking into clubs and getting fake IDs, they didn't do that. They were stuck with COVID. But I feel like people like to blame a lot of shit on COVID. But I kind of feel like, I don't know, I've noticed working, especially when I worked on Saturdays, a lot of the people that are young, they're not really into going out like that. It's like, low-key, I kind of feel like our great-great-grandparents has reincarnated into these children, and they act like 78-year-olds and 16-year-olds. Like, they prefer to be home and do other shit rather than go out to the club and party and shit like that. So I don't know what their tea is, but it's a moment. That's one thing I want to say, why the gay clubs and especially nightlife in general, gay or straight, like some people do go out. But I was watching this TikTok or whatever, and this person, I don't know their pronouns, but this person gave very much a very good example. They were a black queer person. And they basically were like, the DJs are trash in New York. And I'm like, and the person that was queer was working security, but they didn't just stick to just like the gay, or lesbian bars or whatever, or clubs they went to all over. So the thing is just like, they're saying that the DJs are trash, which I agree, because for New Year's, I went to a couple gay clubs, not fucking in Hell's Kitchen, and that shit was fucking trash. Because even last year when I went to a few places in Chelsea, that shit was trash too. Like, the DJs are ass. Like, the DJs suck ass. The thing is, the people, the person that made this video was talking the truth. You want to get people to shake their ass, no matter whether it's white, black, Puerto Rican, Asian, whatever the fuck you came from. You want to listen to hip hop, maybe some dance hall, some reggaeton, you want to dance, you want to listen to some shit. Throw a couple oldies in there that may be cute, but I'm gonna say this for the gay white, clubs that be popping, because majority of them are, in the Hell's Kitchen, majority of them are gay white, like clubs that are predominantly gay white men in there. So for me personally, like, the all they playing is like, Britney Spears's club mixes, Madonna's club mixes. That shit is boring to me after some time, because it's like, when I think of Madonna and Britney Spears, I don't think of shake my ass. I think of choreography and giving you girls like, look at me. I'm, this all this other shit. Like, bitch, I'm not thinking of Britney Spears as to like shake her ass and all this other stuff. Like, she shakes her ass, but it's like, she's giving you some type of choreography. She's not, twerking and doing all this other stuff. Like, Britney Spears is not that. She gives you a great show. She twirls around, and that's really what, she gives. She's not the girl to give you twerk music and all this other stuff. Because when you go to the club, you want to dance, yes, and you can dance to Britney Spears and Madonna, but it's just like after some time, it becomes like whack because they pick horrible music mixes to kind of do that, the DJs. That's one. Two, it's just the fact of like the club owners don't want people to play like a mixture of things. They don't want to, quote unquote, allegedly, and I've seen this before, because I think Boxers and Chelsea have the same problem. Like, they don't want to play certain songs and stuff like that because they don't want to make it, as they're, quote, too urban or too ghetto. And I'm like, and a couple gay clubs that were predominantly white gave that vibe, the owners. And I was just like, bitch, but the people of color would bring a lot of the money too. Like, don't sleep, because bitch, people, black and Latinos, they bring in the coin. Don't think it's only, the white gays, because it's just like, let's be realistic. Like, majority of the time when you go to the gay clubs, like, they have like the people who host it, and those are the ones in the like VIP, like quote unquote VIP section, which is not really a VIP. They just put like a rope around it and call it VIP section. It's not like a real VIP in a real big club, but I haven't really been in a big club since 2016. Maybe 2017 is the last, but 2015 and 16 was the last remnants, and 14, Like when I was coming out of high school, that was the last remnants of the clubs. Of the clubs being, you know, and it's just like, at the end of the day, it's like, the clubs are whack because the DJs are corny. And the DJs that do come through, they play the same songs, the same like 20 songs over and over again on repeat. And that shit is whack. For the straight clubs, I don't know too much, but I've never really been a fan of the straight clubs because the straight clubs have been corny to me always because it's like the straight man is looking at me, looking at them because one of them may be cute, but one of them is feeling uncomfortable. Maybe the other one is like looking at me because he's like, damn, I wish I would have met you in a different vibe because I would have smashed you. So he's really not straight. He's really a butch queen up in a butch queen in the closet. You know, he's really giving that vibe, that tease. And, you know, and it's just like, bitch, it becomes weird. That's right. The cat said it too. Bitch, just meow. Like, yeah, he was in the closet. He a butch queen in the closet. Okay. That's right. The cat meowed. I don't know if you heard she, but she agreed. She was like, yeah. But that pussed the asshole. But that's really what it is, to be honest. The DJs are corny. The people are not that interested in going to clubs anymore. Like, they may go to bars and stuff, but that's once in a blue. Secondly, living in New York City is expensive. You go out one night, bitch, you're going to spend the grip. And you're going to be upset because, bitch, that's part of your rent money, ho. So now what you going to do? That's the part. Also, with a lot of the gay clubs, it's not... there's not that much people that I want to go. I feel like, I mean, the people go out, but, and I feel like people do good, but they don't do as they used to, I feel. Like, I feel like that was a different vibe when I was younger. Like, now it's like, it's not the same vibe. And there's not that many spaces for people of color either in New York City anymore that are gay. Like, there's very few and far. And if there is spaces, you know, it's too much. I think I said this before in another episode. Like, if the club owners were to really work it out, it doesn't have to be every night because not every night is going to be the same DJ or whatever the case may be. But I do feel like they need to start kind of working on, like, creating a space where, or having a club that's dedicated for people of color or the music or whatever the case may be. But they need to start catering to different crowds because you'll see that no matter what it is, the music will bring the crowd. You a good DJ? Yeah, you're going to bring the crowd. But that's the thing. If you're a really good DJ, these club owners don't want to pay you the money because you're going to ask for more money because you're going to bring in the crowd. Because once word gets out that the DJ is fire, I'm gonna want to go to the club to verify these accusations, okay? Because I want to see what the fuck is real to you, bitch. Because if the club is fire, I want to go out. I want to go shake this ass. And so is the white girl and the white gay boy next to me. They're going to want to listen to Sexy Red and Suki Hana with the good coochie and Cardi B and Nicki Minaj and all this other stuff. So that's what they're going to want to do. The clubs is going to want to give... The clubs is just corny now because there's nothing, they're not offering nothing besides club mixes for Madonna and Britney Spears. And I live for the girlies down, but it's no tea, but you can't really shake your ass to that. You could bop and do a little two-step and be like, yeah, and move your hips in a stiff, in out-of-sync rhythm moment. But it's just like, girl, I get tired of that after some time. And that's not cute for me. So it is what it is, ho. But yeah, talking about Nicki Minaj, I want to know why is Nicki and Megan going so hard on each other? For what? But let's get into the next segment, Miss Girl, okay? All right, great. So we're going to get into Nicki Minaj and the Megan Thee Stallion beef. I was watching a podcast because they had mentioned something. I was listening to a podcast, but watching, listening, whatever. And girl, so let's start off with the recap. Allegedly, you know, Megan Thee Stallion dissed, sent some shots to, you know, Nicki Minaj, and Nicki Minaj heard it and responded to it. Megan's been coming out with new music or whatever, so I guess slowly but surely she's been taking shots at Nicki. I do feel like when it comes down to Megan Thee Stallion, there is only one flow for her. I feel like she don't really switch it up a little bit, like try a different flow. I feel like she sticks with what she knows and what works for her. So that's the thing for her. But it's cute. I don't know the thing about Megan's Law. So Megan's Law allegedly is about making the pedophiles known in your area, which I think is already a thing, but I don't know if they all have to register. I don't really know. I'm not completely sure about that, TTs. But I do know that the girls were, Megan said that a lot in the song, and I'm like, oh girl, what's this tea? But it wasn't until I started watching Bridget from Love and Hip Hop's podcast, Bridget Kelly, and this something, I forget what it is, it's something "And This Is What Happened" or something like that, and you know, it was some shit, some podcast, but she's on it. And you know, with that being said, I really glooped because I'm like, I didn't know about that Megan's Law shit. Like, I didn't know that was a thing. I just thought that they all had to make themselves known or whatever. But I don't know. Whatever. But long story short, we all know that Nicki Minaj's, you know, husband or baby daddy, I think they're not even married by law, but whatever. Her baby daddy basically is a pedophile, you know? And the thing is, honestly speaking, like, it's a lot. So Nicki Minaj responded back with the Bigfoot shit. And I do feel like lyrically, she was just kind of like kikiing a little bit. Like, I kind of felt like the song wasn't terrible, but I feel like she could have made it better. Like, I kind of feel like she could have made it into more of a bop, you know? Like, what I'm saying, like, she could have really got, if she really put effort into it, she could have gotten like a number one hit off of it, like how Mariah did with the song Obsessed, you know? And that's just really it. But you know, not everyone's Mariah Carey. Of course, darling, of course. With that being said, I do feel like with Nicki Minaj, she does beef with a lot of the rap girlies. And there was something that was said on the podcast that I was listening to while I was at work. It was the fact of, like, Nicki Minaj's whole gig is that she was the only female rapper at the time when she came out, or whatever the case may be. But the thing is like, she didn't have to really be friendly with other girls because her whole thing was being the only girl and getting all the things that she needed. She didn't have to be a girl's girl. Now, in today's, like, now as the years have progressed, you know, she's, you know, inspired all these little girls to become female rappers and stuff like that. And they're playing by the girl's girl rule. My thing about all of it is that all of these people have been inspired by you. You know, instead of trying to sun them, I would say take them in graciously. You don't have to like all of them because all of them are not going to be to your level or to your liking. But it's about just kind of keeping, you know, if you want to be mother or be the queen, you must act like a real fucking queen and show grace. You know, and it's like people's version of grace or definition of grace is very different because not everyone's very well educated when it comes down to the word grace. But I do feel like Nicki Minaj, you know, she's been beefing with a lot of girls and acting weird. But I think it's just because a pride thing. It's not about, you know, and I think they said this too on the podcast, like it's not, Nicki is no longer caring about good music coming out and stuff like that. I feel like it's all about, she's the queen, bow before me, And that's really it. But when you start doing shit like that, you know, it doesn't really end well for you because there's going to be, and I don't really feel like there's a girl out right now that could really have the same hype as Nicki did, because when Nicki came out, it was a hype. You know, Bedrock, that pussy on your sideburns, yeah, bitch, that was a little moment. Like, that was like, hold on, there hasn't been a female rapper out in years. Like, you're coming out with the Barbie effects and all this other shit. You know, it was a moment. I love it, you know? I'm sorry, girl, about that. My Kiki girlfriend had called me. But yeah, bitch. So the whole Nicki thing and the Megan thing, I really do feel like it's pointless. Like, honestly speaking, like I said before, Nicki need to show some grace to the girls. I mean, and just kind of adapt to the new way of just being a girl's girl. Like, you're not the only girl in the world anymore. Like, you're getting older. You're losing things to rap about. You've been rich for the past 10 years. So your worries, your first world problems is not relatable no more. You know what I mean? Because, you know, I feel like we're rapping, you know, from what I remember it, you know, they were rapping about the struggle and the things they've been through and stuff like that. But I feel like they always kind of like, especially successful rappers like Jay-Z and Nas and all the other stuff, which is why they don't come up with much music. And the music that they do put out is like not as strong, or they're not as hungry about certain things anymore. Is because when they first came out, they were just trying to get to the money. They didn't have a lot and they were still struggling. So it's like the first album is just to get their name out there and see if they make the coins to some degree. And then the second and third one is like where they kind of prosper. And then after the fourth one, or after being in the industry for a couple years, you kind of lose that thing because you're making so much money doing other things and getting other ways to make money, and you're becoming rich. So it's just like you don't really have much to complain about anymore because money can fix some other problems. Yeah, there's some problems that you can't fix, like mental health and all these other things, but you know, majority of your problems are not as big as they used to be. You know, they're not that, you know, life-threatening. And I think that that's what happened with Nicki Minaj. She's been rich for too long, and you know, it's just like she's not really rapping about much, you know, besides calling bitches stupid hoes and I'm the queen. And you know, it just sounds like there's nothing really to rap about. Like, that gets tiring after like the 54th song that you said it on, you know. But I feel like Megan Thee Stallion, I feel like, I don't know why she came after Nicki Minaj. She should have just left that shit alone and kind of like, you know, let that be. Because it's like, why are you attacking her? Like, worry about yourself. And it's just like, do what you gotta do. But I mean, all this is all entertainment. So it's like one of those things, like, it's all up to you what you take from it. Personally, for me, celebrities can chop their heads off, and I wouldn't give a fuck because I'm not doing that. That's weird. Like, people fangirl and go too hard for these celebrities that these celebrities don't even know who you are. They don't even know you exist. You're just another, you know, like a follow and another stream. Like, you could like the people and stuff like that, but to go so hard for them, like, bitch, you're not paying their rent, you paying theirs. So you can't be going that hard. Like, they're not doing you a service. Like, yeah, their music is nice and everything, but in reality, there's so many other people out there. Like, girl, they're not really doing you a service. You're doing them the service by streaming they shit, liking they shit, and really getting them to that point where they could be number one. But that's just really what it is, you know? I really just hope that it goes well for Megan and Nicki, and they just, you know, leave the beef alone. But I will say this, Kim is now in the position where she's coming for the younger girls and she's looking like Kim, but I do feel like it's gonna be twice as hard because she not only had the falling out and the beef with Megan, but it's Latto, Cardi B, a few other girls and stuff like that. And from the City Girls, it'll switch up too, where they love Nicki Minaj now. But, you know, they're going to have their moment too where they fall out with her, because the moment JT starts doing her own solo work and really like rapping and doing her thing, Nicki Minaj is going to come for her too, because she's going to view her as like a threat. So it is going to be a thing. It is what it is. But at the end of the day, I hope that gets resolved. But I want to know what y'all bitches' thoughts is on this shit. Like, let the girls know, bitch. Okay. I will see you guys until next week. And have a good one, you guys. Bye-bye.